vele nxa kuyikuthi kuvele kulaba khokheli abathathu bekunganani ukuthi baqale bahlale balungise ke umngcwabo okababa uTsvangirai andibana bezaqala ukuthi bakhulumisane ngalokho okwenzakalayo. So imbuzo nale eyabibuzwa ngabantu ukuthi kuyabamangalisa ke njengoba ngishilo ukuthi angabe ngazi ukuthi okuyiko kungabe kufuqile ekhaya ukuthi kwenzakale khona okokuyini, kodwa imbuzo ebuzwa ngabantu ukuthi
kodwa akuqalisanga kathesi, akuqalisanga kathesi ngokubhubha kwamnumzana uTsvangirai bekuvele kukhona esagula, indaba lawo busesekhona ekhaya, indaba kungahlaliswananga yayibizwa imhlangano siza ukuthi abanye abahambanga, indaba lalingahlalisanani khonapho liyenze okumele kwenze.
Wena ukuhlalisana kube vele kuprocess ngoba bokuhlalwa kungahlalwa abanye babekhona abanye wabi khona kuvele kunjalo ke emhlanganweni. Njalo futhi ungakhohlwa ukuthi esintwini sakithi nxa kuvele umuntu omdala ephathekile kuba leyezi elimnyama elingabe liphambanisa abantu ukuthi basebenze ngendlela eqondileyo, lathi besikukhangela ke ngaleyo ndlela ukuthi okuqakatheke kufanele sikukhale kakhulu ke ngumkhuhlane okhona ukuthi liwukhangele ukuthi sibe lomthandazo ukuthi ubaba uTsvangirai angasila sibe laye ngokunjalo. So mbona ngani ke lanxa ukuthi kade sisehluleka kumbe kade sizama ukuthi sikhulumisane ukuthi silungisise lokho okade kukuncane kuyikungazwisisani okuncane bekuyisikhathi nje esakhona ukuthi sikwenze lokho. Kodwa ke okukhulunywa abantu ukuthi lanxa kade kukhona ukungazwisisani kuhle, kodwa ngenxa sokubhubhe ubaba lapha ekhaya kufanele sifake amakhanda ndawonye singaze saba leminye imicabango engayisiyo leyo ekhangeleke umsebenzi omkhulu ongangalowo esiwukhangeleyo.
Kodwa ungasupporta bodi nje sichaya khona ekhaleni mnumzana baby, are you saying you are not agreeing with what's happening back home?
Well,
within the MTCT.
Before I get the facts from whoever was involved in that an arrangement, I will never just say I don't agree. I have to interrogate what happened back at home, and I have to gather my facts so that I can give a comprehensive response.
But
when
honorable,
I agree or I don't agree.
But honorable Bebe, you know exactly what happened, and we have honorable Kumalo on the other line. She was in that meeting. They picked Nelson Chamisa today. So what you know is exactly what happened. Nelson Chamisa is now the acting president of your party for the next 1 year, 12 months. There's no conjecture, there's no hearsay. What you hear is what happened.
What happened, I am talking today, I'm talking from Turkey, and whatever I have heard, I only heard it over the social media. There was no official communication that I can bravely say this is exactly what happened. So the social media will bring a version, and the other, you know, a story that you see brings a different version, and the other brings a different version.
Unless
you speak to those people that were directly involved, then you'll be able to say this is exactly what happened. Otherwise, me saying what I've read on the social media can make me judge or be a judge on what happened today. It will be a bit unfair. It will actually be worsening the situation that is already on the public domain. That the public in general has got either mixed feeling, or most of the people that I saw them comment, they were actually condemning what happened. So it's not for me to condemn. It is the social media, the same social media that I read from, that is condemning what happened. So therefore, because I'm reading things from the social media, I cannot safely say either I agree or I disagree with what happened.
Okay.
Unless if I'm basing on what I've read on the social media.
Okay.
If it's according to what I've read on the social media, there's mixed feeling, and with those mixed feelings, I have a question mark on whatever happened today.
It would have been interesting to hear from Tabitha Kumalo, but understand she is gone, and she was understand she wanted to say something. We really needed her because she's actually of the view that what was done
was
to choose Mrs. Chamisa. Yes, yeah, that she would have given us there.
On that note, sir, I would like to welcome all our viewers back again on Facebook, on all our Facebook platforms. We did cut off after an hour, but we are now back live streaming. We're still talking about the legacy of the late Richard Morgan Tsvangirai. Saka tokuchingamidza ivese vari pa Facebook platforms edu. Taurai madamburi tikukuonai muri kuti hai pindai muchirongwa uye zvenyorai zvamuri kuda kunyora. Regai tidzokere kuna mutunga wambofunza vabebe panyaya yezviri kuitika mapisha pisha ari mu MDC. Asi tikunzwa vanhu vese vari kutaura zvakasiyana siyana. Iwo uri kuona sei zviri kuitika izvi?
Maviti nonzi ana mafira kureva se kutaura kwangu zviri kuitika bwa bwa riri kuitika mu MDC harina kunaka for the party zvekutaura kwangu takatarisana ne sarudzo sarudzo dziri kuuya mumwedzi mishoma iri kutevera saka kurwisana kwese uku andioni kuchibatsira MDCT andioni kuchibatsira ma opposition forces andione kuchibatsira vanhu vari kukurudzira ishanduko munyika vanga vakatarisira kumapato aka anopikisa kuti ange achigona kuwina sarudzo idzi nekuti nekurwisana kuripo uku kuri kupa mukana kubato rezanu PF kuti ringe richigona kuwina handizi kuti richawina bato rezanu PF asi kurwisana kuri kuitika uku kuri kupa zanu PF mukana.
Iwe unoita zvevechidiki uri kuona vechidiki vachizokwanisa here kunyatsobatanidza bato irori nekuti tinoona kuti vachamisa vanenge vakanyanyorereka uyezve vari kutsigirwa nyanya nevechidiki mubato tuendawo kuna vakupe vane vavo kuna vamudzuri vane vavo asi vechidiki vangatore danho ripi kuti vabatanidze sangano irori kana bato reMDC
zvandiri kuona pasocial media uyezve pamainteractions angu nevechidiki zvikuru sei veMDC t pamwe chete nevamwe vakazvimirira voga vari kudawo kuti vatungamiri vebato iri vange vachitaurirana vapedze bwa bwa iri asi pavanhu vakaungana kuharvest house nezuro uyezve vamwe vakarara ipapo vamwe vanga varipo nhasi zvandaona ndaona vechidiki vakawanda hamene kuti vanga vauya kuzochemera vatsvangira ipapo kana kuti vanga vauya kuna vachamisa asi semaonero angu ameno Chamisa is a youthful person, he's only 40, I think he has a following among young people.
Yangingangenela khonapho mtunga mili. Ingakubamba umlomo khapha ikho lami besikhuluma lo munye wakho u Blessing Zulobe lapha. Ngicho njalo ngathi kodwa nxa sikhangela umhlangano we National Council of khona sizwa kuthi abebe banengi abantu ade bebuyile. Kakhulu okungaba yi 3 quarters kodwa wathi hayi sinanzelele ngoba abanye bangaya bangayimflate ama-numbers ukuthi bekhanye ingani balosekelo olukhulu njalo ngasikhangela eminye edluleyo engabhubha umnumzana Tsvangirai kumbe binge-standing committee kubaba le-11 atho 15 leminye nje kuyagcizelela yini ukuthi engabe losekelo oluningi kumbe hayi abantu nje babuye ukuzobona ukuthi kwenzakalani njengoba umnumzana Monsore ebuyile waphinda waphuma
yikho engutsheyo khona kumamhlanga ukuthi ngibekwazi ukuthi abasakhulayo laba bebelande ukuzokhala ubaba uTsvangirai e-White House kumbe bebelande ukuzobona uChamisa ephakanyiswa siba ngumongameli webandla ngeke ngitsho kodwa engikubonayo kwabanye abasekeli be-MDC abasakhula MDCT bakhanya bekuhlangothi lukaChamisa wangena kubo-Facebook lapha baningi abathi asilandaba lomudzuri asilandaba lomakhupe sifuna uChamisa kodwa bakhona njalo abanye abasakhulayo labo badabukene phakathi kwe-MDC khonapho umakhupu labakhe ubaba umdzuri ulabakhe
ye labanye njalo bathi umnumzana Chamisa ukuphangisele lokho ngingakhangela kathesi kuFacebook silobekezela madumo fuzwayo uthi a motion this is said for MDCT is another split uthi there was absolutely no need to rush the appointment of Honorable Nelson Chamisa things could have waited until after the morning of Tsvangirai uyazikhulumela ke la umbono wakhe ulinda madubeko moyo uthi what he said lost rest in peace lo imbizo forum lo Milton singo labo balalele nje bangoma umoyi ngizokuthatha selo kwasazana Thabita Khumalo ecingweni kodwa uthi yena uzakhuluma kafuna ukukhuluma ngokulwisana kukhanya unkosazana Thabita ufuna ukuthuzena seza sikhulumela kufunayo yebo ke siyakwamukela ecingweni nkosazana Khumalo njalo ungasitshela ukuthi kuyini lokho kokuchisayo obufuna ukukhuluma ngakho
Sandekile angikhuluma into engiyifunayo ngikhuluma into esephathini yami eyiyo i-ideology yangkhona njalo azange
ngiyisephathini
yami ngakuliwa
njaloepathini
yethu sikondiswa isisekelo esikhona wena ukunje kulapha emsebenzini wakho awusoze ukuthi uthi ufika kusasa ubuce bekhiphe i-deski yakho bengakutshelanga uthi ugijime yobe studio ukuthi bantu bomhlaba ngikhithele i-deski
hayi ngalwa sibi
uzalo kustudio uhambe yobule kustudio that's what i-forum olwakhona la ma-channels omele liwalandele nxa ule nto ekukhubileyo umele uyilandele ungene ngofisini lani uphume kulani ungene kulani uphume mina engikuthoyo andizange ukuthi akulakuphikisana engikuthoyo yukuthi njengebandla le-MDC ke likababa uthwangirayi silesisekelo sombuso lenzanga zani singabantu abangukuphuma ezindlini zethu sithithi siye emsebenzini siqabukise sihambe ebhenki njengebandla le-MDC sibe nomhlangano we-standing committee ngolwesibili akulamuntu phakathi kwethu sonke lani bosithandekile elikwaziyo ukuthi ngiyakufanini abantu babuza kufa uzakuphi izoka bese vele kungumhlangano siwufakile umhlangano owe-standing committee lapho esivumelene khona labo SGMozona kona lapho lapho ubaba ubhebhe khona afake i-apology ukuthi usetheki savumelana ukuthi mele sihambe kunational council ngoba kulokungazwanani okukhona njengoba kukhona asanelisi ukuthi senzeni thina sibucubungule ngoba kasila mandla wona lawo abalamandla nalawa i-national executive i-national council
ngicela ukubamba umlomo
ku-studio seze nangithi ngize mbula amakwapha sasikhulumeni ngokuthi ubaba ubhubhile iZimbabwe iyatsha abantu baZimbabwe bathele nzima okwenzakala ebandleni lethu ubaba ubhebhe uyawazi ama-procedure ukuthi kumele senzeni ukuthi sikulungise angisoze ngiyine ku-studio seze ngimbula amakwapha akababa uthwangirayi thina esathethwa silaye sisehluleke ukuthi silandele indlela asifundisa le
ye phela thina sizintathela izindaba sitshela abantu abasekeli benu sikhuluma lani ukuthi beze ukuthi kwenzakalani ngabe siyi-public relations ngabe siyafihla okunye kodwa hhayi thina sikubeka nje kube sobala yikho nje kathesi silawe lapho uthi libe lomhlangano we-national council obusemthethweni kodwa umnumzana bhebhe uthi ngabe kumiwe kwaqalwa kwakhalwa njalo lonke lizinkokheli so alixoxi lathi kuphela kodwa thina sithwele nje umbiko esiwunika abantu abalaleleyo kathesi nende ngempela abalalele siyababona lapha libatshela
ayikangali MID engikuthi ukuthi singuphendulile ukuthi kasizange sibe ukukhubuka njengendlindi nje kuze kuthiwa sesile-national council siyakwazi ubaba begula kukangaki sihlala sithi zikhosi kumatwitter wendanda kwefacebook lawo babuthandirayi ngasekho hayi uyaphila ubaba uthandirayi ngasekho hayi uyaphila sesikuze kaningi bese sifike esigabeni sokuthi singaze sibuza sakulaleli ngoba sakwazi ukuthi oluqiniso yikuphi ngoba kwaningi ziqamba amanga bethi simele izihlobo zakobaba uthandirayi zisazise ngoba nxa bona besazisa yiba baduza layo so ukwenza imeeting naleyo sesingakwazi ubaba uzabhubha
So he can go. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, Cecilo Monye Futi Esiza Kokalaye, Nomzana Reicho Tola Intertezin developer is Studio 7, Ungacho Elako Elokin and Tunga Sumzile, Uncos and Tabita Comadum Zilum Nomzana Pepe, Uti.
Ai engingakutsho njenge ntathiri izindaba iloba kakhulu ngeze politics njengezalane sase Zimbabwe ukuthi siyayikhalela imuli kababa uThwangirayi ube ngomkhokhelo lohlonzi impela lamaphutha njengawo njengomuntu wonke njengami lawe that gave him a human face. Umlando ususalele kithi, ususalele kuwe Makhumalo, ususalele kuwe Baba uBhebhe, ususalele kuZulu weZimbabwe ukuthi abantu benze okuyikho uketo luyeza akusela sikhathi sokusele inyanga ezintathu ezine ezinhlanu.
Yes, siyabonga.
That's my last word.
Thank you, then, Tunga. I won't ask you to say something in Shona. Sekuru is got to come, but we have a caller on the line, so we'll let you go. You have a thank you so much.
Very much, ladies. Please have me on again.
Thank you. Would love to.
Yes, bongi lukuba la ububa chalele upulompele.
Hello, Tinei.
Baza kulungi.
Hello, Makadi.
Ai watiri wadi Makadi ko mkoma muri kupi mi.
Nafara inyo mburi kupona ndri kata Afrika kizewa zeke.
Ehe, tipewo pungwa zenyu ne iri mudariroi.
Ya, ndakambati nunuke kupinda mne iri mudariro, but ndri kizewa zaro wande kuti krezi liwebe mjisi wa katisi ya mezuru anditi.
Hongu, ehe, saka munoona sei, munoti mimi munga, mchava rangarira sei, pane mazwiri, enyarazo ya muru kuda kupa muri, ya vachangirai kanaburi MDC.
Inini simunu waka kumba ni mkanga na kupapa waka tanga kumakura waka wanda ndino andri muna anoru wadzi wawo ni kura kikiro kwa taita ni mutunga miri wedi wa changirai waka famba ni mkanga na shakanaka waiwa muna wadara nija wanuwe mpati waiwa muna wadara nija wanuwe munika wakanga wakina kutivano saru jaketi niwe wamboda kura sika kana tuwa kata si asiwae ya kujereja wano kutu wangu wari kwa mwenshi iti mpichu wote ni wangu sema zira andini wa ita wachangi wai ayo wa munu akaanga akamira minika yake makatarisa hizi sombi iti yao ni makaichaka takaichaka hili tunawati kwa wakata nga kubako trojeni wa chita zwe kutu wa kushanda vitredi yoni wakangu watu fokasa nezo nika apu di chayimu ya wakati siya nezuro chunja wakangu wajifambana kwenye nika ya Zimbabwe wakangu wakanga aimeribere nika ya Zimbabwe kamoni chukuti upi na nina nizu wakanga ngugona anga asinga dekundi hizika kuti he is our national hero, he is our undefeated statesmen munhu waka anenge aine pfungwa dzake dzakangomawo but zvazvirambwe izvi ndiye munhu akaita kuti vana veZimbabwe vayeuke vaziye vamuke timuke tikwanise kusimuka muutongi hwejinyiriro hwamugabe kuti vatisimuke tizoti woo vakuru ava vanokwanisa kutomboti wo vanonziwo makanganisa aka tichimira tichiprotesta kimanya nao ndiwo futi kana mutiyeuka ndiwo vakatanga yaiyayo national ya defense chairperson ya national constitutional assembly vasati vazosiya kuenda kwavakaita kuzctu saka munhu akanga achifamba haana kucheuka shure he was unwavering so itipe tarazikirwa ende tinovechema zvino zvekuti dai mari atipa vamwe maleaders akafanana naye iwawo kuti zvifambe zvienderende.
Aiwa, tinotenda mkoma nekuti nhasi munhu wese ada kupinda pachirongwa mkoma Tinei, tina mkoma Rachel to vari muno. Saka toti kwamuri muve nezuva rakanaka tichimboenda tinochingamidza vaRachel to vari muno. Tiendere mberi nenhaurwa yedu yanhasi. Thank you very much. Mr. Rachel to, welcome to the program.
Oh, you're welcome, marvelous.
You come at a day where really today we are looking at the legacy of the late Richard Morgan Tsvangirai. And you've heard there from the listener who was talking and really retailing what, you know, the steps that Mr. Tsvangirai took and his political career. What's your take?
I'll start by saying that, I mean, it's quite a sad day for Zimbabwe. Mr. Tsvangirai was a very respected man by people from all walks of life. And I know people have said quite a lot during the discussion for the past 1 hour or so. I would like to probably start by looking at the processes that are going on right now and see whether some of these things are appropriate in a situation where you have lost your beloved one and people start doing the bickering and everything. Yes, I've heard a lot about the tension in the opposition party, the MDC, where there is this strong infighting. But when you look at all the leaders, you are looking at people who are highly qualified, engineers, lawyers, you know, people with PhDs, but they cannot really sit down to look at this issue seriously and give it the importance it deserves at a time when the family is mourning the death of their leader. I've been talking to so many people. Some people are saying that even the meeting that was called to sit today, the National Council and the National Executive meeting, they are saying that when they heard about the death of Tsvangirai, they should have postponed that meeting or turned it into a meeting of mourning rather than choosing the leadership, because it's very unheard of in our African culture when somebody dies, when people are already talking about who is taking over before you've even buried your loved one. So there are so many words which are being put across, and I've also been talking to Secretary General Douglas Muonzura, who had to leave the meeting because he was being threatened, people were not respecting him. He wanted to tell the meeting that the meeting was being done in a manner that is unconstitutional, but his voice was never allowed to be heard, and he had to leave the meeting. So whatever is happening right now in the MDC, I think it's going to end in the courts, because people are disputing. There is one faction under Nelson Chamisa. There is a faction under probably Mudzuri and also Thokozani Kupe. But I see these political players having their issues resolved in a court of law, which unfortunately they should have sat down to iron out their issues and then dealt with the issue of the burial of Tsvangirai as a united front. Right now they are going to Boera divided, and I don't think this is what Tsvangirai wanted when he was alive. He was a unifier, he united people, he wanted people to work together, but unfortunately the way the party has behaved does not reflect what Tsvangirai had always been championed for.
Yes, and there are varying views on the who's following the constitution or not. So it's hard to say who could be doing the right thing or who could be doing the wrong thing. Everyone is saying they are constitutional, unless probably they all agree on the cultural aspect that mourning first before doing anything. But we also have on the line Tabitha Khumalo. And she's saying the meeting was constitutional, the way they held it. So what do you think?
I mean, I'm simply looking at this issue as a journalist and also as a human being. There are processes that are supposed to be followed when you are going to have such a big meeting. The question is, did they follow the processes?
You read the constitution?
I've read the MDC constitution, okay. But I don't want to interpret it as if I'm a lawyer.
No.
But, no, you know, journalists, they say that they are jacks of all trades but masters of none. But a constitution, I mean, a meeting has to be called for, and the process that are supposed to be involved. And we're also talking to some of these guys when we were asking them, when we were preparing our stories as journalists, who were told that the meeting was going to be chaired by Love Momoyo, who is the national chair. And we were told that he was invited, but surprisingly today, Love Momoyo was not there. The Secretary General, Douglas Muonzura, who wanted to present a legal position and what needs to be done as far as these meetings are concerned, was not given an opportunity. So we are looking at these processes, which I think they are even going to further break the parties apart.
Yes, and before we go on, you've raised the important points there. Honorable Khumalo, I'm sure you can hear what Ray Tshoto is saying here. What do you say to that?
I'm hearing loud and clear. First and foremost, like I said, we were not aware that he was going to die.
You can start with Love Momoyo, why he wasn't there chairing the meeting?
Yes, on Tuesday at the standing committee meeting, was about that at 10 o'clock. We all came, and our quorum should be 8. And then, acting vice president, Chamisa came in, and then gave us apologies. One from Ogan Bebe, that he was in Turkey. One from that Momoyo, that he was given short notice. One from VP Thokozani Kupe, she had an illness in Bulawayo. She had to rush to Bulawayo. Now, that was tabled. What are our rules of our meeting when one gives an apology? And already we had formed the quorum because there were 8 of us. And the owner, S.G. Muonzura, spoke also to Honorable Chamisa. And apparently he was going to query for a court case. And then what happened was then he came back and attended that meeting. And the only person that did not come was Honorable Mitsuri, Vice President Mitsuri. And Honorable Chamisa had a meeting with Mitsuri as well, pertaining to the same meeting. And he said he was not going to attend. And that was kept within the meeting. Thereafter, the same issues that were kept with the apologies, the misunderstandings, we then agreed. As an implementing policy, we have no power to deal with this problem. Let's take it to the people. That's when it was agreed, including the SG was there, that we are going to have an extraordinary Mr. Executive and Mr. Council meeting to go to try and go and ironize those issues. And then, towards midnight, we get the message that the president is gone. Already, people have been told to come. Some of them have arrived in Harare, and they are waiting for the meeting. Honestly, the next move is for us as the implementing committee to go to the decision makers to say, this is what has happened, what do we do? And the decision will be made. And it was made, and before they even went to the National Executive, the standing committee met. And when in the 8 months that I was there, and they were debating the issue, there was an agreement that they came up with. Eventually, when they went to the National Executive, a recommendation was made. They took that recommendation, 8 months that I was there, to the National Council. When they go to the National Council, some of the recommendations that they brought there were then amended. That is when everything started.
Mm-hmm.
And then what I'm saying is, what is critical for us is, let's follow the footsteps of President Tsvangirai. We are children from the same family. We have differences. But the way we are trying to deal with our differences is not the way Tsvangirai would have wanted.
Honorable Khumalo, I guess that also answers the cultural aspects that they didn't know it this would happen and the meeting was already.
Regate Mugbata Imurumo, Ipapo, Honorable Khumalo. I think Kumare Mangamuni something Shamam Dovunza. I'm not going to Vunza directly. No time here in Aumira Shaganak.
Honorable Khumalo Imvunza Mangoro Ungotizo Tashika Pangwa Yagadai Gutizo Mumusha Mutema. Uyezwe pane makakatanwa yokutizo pane vanhu varuti nini ndinofanira kutora chigaro chababa uye kuti ndinoda kutora chigaro chababa uye kuti ndinoda kutora chigaro chababa panguva imwe chete iyo kazhinji nyaya iyo inombomiswa yamiswa mombodhila nenyaya yekugadzirisa zverufu and everything pakadari ipapa paizogona zongotorwa munhu anonzi ndiani achataura akamirira bato vese vatatava muzvare tokozane kupe chamisa namudzuri pakadari ipapa vaibva vanzi zvinhu hamukwanise kutaura Motraga the next person at the senior party, the Isenga Itaurira, Agamira party. Van Wapesa, Jesse Vaviga, Baba Tsvangirai, Van Mozo Daizana Mugadzirisana. But Vamagaram, Vamaronga, Vamatraga Moon, are not Sira Munasata Fushirwa, those who know Mano Kawanda, Abba Mashais.
Munoti, Papa.
Mugadarana kids do this. Every time I put a message with Baba Tsvangirai akashaya akandiponera, my answer is very simple. Hazvina unhu kuti ndipindure izvozvo. But sezvo ndaimbotaura kuti vanhu vabva kuma 12 provinces eZimbabwe yese vazara paHarvest House. And nebongozozo iroro riripo ratakakonana kuti tigare pasi toga tigadzirise risati ratechekera kuvanhu. Vanhu kana vakutouya kuHarvest House. Vatono muono wavo and vatoita judgment yavo kuti zviri kuitika mukati tokufunga ndeizvi neizvi neizvi saka sezvo zvichiitika kuti isusu zvinhu zvigadzirise zviri nani kuti tidai achatsiura mumwe ndeupi because isusu vakuru vacho tatechekeresa nyaya yataita kuti tigadzirise toga kuvana vanhu vemusangano which are the decision makers. Decision makers that decide amanzi kuti ayo kana zvakadaro zviri nani tipindire tigadzirise. And muchitaura kudaro patati tatiri kumasvingo kune petition yakanyorwa nemacouncillors iwavo enational council demanding for an extraordinary congress because vachiti ivo vaneta nebongozozo iri kuitika iri vaneta nokuverenga zvinhu kumatwitter ivo vasingazivi chii chiri kuitika. Saka kwaifanirwa kudi and ipapo muri kutaura inini futi muri kuti tine 3 months kuinda election. And ipapo 3 months muri kunyunyuta futi kuti ipapo tinda kuelection hatizivi kuti moda kuitei vanhu vemdc hamuhwikwi muri kurwa mobva ipapo mochinja mobva ati izvozvo futi mune alliance hatizivi kuti muri kuitei kualliance kwacho kuratidzira kuti kuda zvinhu zvichachinja saka zvinhu izvi in 3 months time tofanira kuzvigadzirisa.
Honorable Khumalo, thank you so much. I know we already put you under pressure today, but I would like to thank also our in studio guest Ray, if you just have something to say in brief, because our time is not really looking good.
And you don't go to Kwaterewe Studio 7. WhatsApp messages. Nukutumira mashoko. Yukura za utima. Arwazi kana chaizu. Nukushaya kwa ita wa Tsvangirai. Tinoti cheme murunyararo. Musa cheme mchirwisana. kona.
Uh-huh. We would have life to give. Apeniko Pepe, the last word, but unfortunately we have to go. Thank you to Mr. Pepe. Thank you to Tabitha Kumalo. Thank you to Dan Moyo. Thank you to Austin Moyo, our MDCT officials who joined us here. My name is Thandekile Mhlanga.
I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyabuye, and I would like to thank Blessing Zulu and Thungamile Khumo and Rachel Tor for having graced our program. And as we say, Chemai Murunyararo. Thank you very much. Good night.